All right, it's time for Monday Morning Batch Game here on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew, or Chris, Gianna, Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist is here. Dan and I go head-to-head every Monday morning, and it's our way of trying to get you going, get your brain moving so you can get to work on a foggy Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's our way of waking up, which I'm having a lot of trouble with today. So
you are a little cranky this morning, Dan.
I'm groggy, I'm cranky, and that's weird because the weather forecast is
beautiful.
I know. It's been a great morning for me so far.
This is one of the nicest weekends I can remember.
100%.
Period.
Yeah, I'd like to order another one for next weekend if we could do that, please.
Yep. All right, so Gianna, you're the game show host.
Yep.
Just imagine her with that tall, thin microphone.
What's that guy's name?
Gene Rayburn.
Yes.
Or who's the new? There's a new match game now.
That's right.
Is it Drew Carey?
No.
No.
He's Martin Short hosting, I think.
Yes.
Oh,
you're right.
I saw a commercial for that. Yeah. It actually looks good. I haven't seen it yet. All right. So Gianna's going to ask the questions. We're going to try to match each other's answers, Dan and I, and try to match our answers. See if you can do it. All right, I'm going to get out first, Dan. You're going to answer first.
All right, here we go.
And I'll be back.
All right, we're kicking Chris out. Dan, we're going to wait for that door to shut. And then you have full privacy to answer your questions. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here we go. First one. Silly Sarah is such a bad cook. Even her blank comes out burnt.
Oh, silly Sarah. All right, so we're looking for a food, I guess, that doesn't burn easily. And the first thing that comes to mind, silly Sarah, is burning pasta. Like I'm thinking a big pot of spaghetti.
Now, guess what? That is exactly what I would have said.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Fully on the record. That's what I would have said.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second one. Travis Kelce loves Taylor Swift so much that he even wrote her name on his blank.
Ooh. All right, Travis. I think he is going to write her name. How about on his chest? A nice little heart tattoo.
On his chest. I love it. I love it. All right, here we go. Third and final questions are bonus rounds.
Bonus
you get
round.
One word and a blank. Pop blank.
Pop blank. Couple things pop into my mind. I am going to go with, how about thinking along the breakfast line? How about Pop-Tart?
Great answer.
Pop-Tart.
Dan, these are some solid answers. We're going to call Chris back in.
I feel good about this. I'm awake now.
I love it. We're going to make sure Chris comes back. She didn't hear any of Dan's answers.
Dan's all smiley over here. You proud of yourself?
I think I did pretty well. I'm going to predict that we might get one right.
Okay.
Great.
We might.
Let's hope so.
Okay, here we go.
All right, first one for Chris.
Yep.
Silly Sarah is such a bad cook.
How bad of a cook is she?
Even her blank comes out burnt.
Even her blank comes out burnt. So it's something that could not possibly burn. I'm going to think out of the box a little bit. Her recipes come out burnt. Meaning they could never burn their recipes. No.
That's not what Dan said, at least. I'm not saying it's a bad answer. Dan said pasta.
Oh, because you can't burn pasta. I got it.
You could. It would just be very hard to.
I can't imagine it charred.
Right, exactly.
Did you see where I was going with the recipes, though?
Like the physical recipe?
The physical recipe.
Okay, I see it. All right.
Here we go. Second one. Travis Kelce loves Taylor Swift so much.
How much does he love her?
Oh, my God. You're so good at it. You're so consistent. That he even wrote her name on his blank.
Oh, boy. Well, my dirty mind immediately went to something south, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to try to channel Dan here and say helmet. Like his football helmet.
That's a great answer. Dan said chest. Like a tattoo.
Like a heart tattoo.
Yeah.
Helmet's probably the right answer. That's good.
All right. So, nothing so far. We got one last question here. Time for redemption, hopefully.
Okay.
We're going to give you one word and a blank. Pop blank.
Pop. Well, something immediately comes to my mind, and it's because I was at the Sweet Corn Festival at Charland Farms over the weekend, which was so much fun, by the way. Pop corn.
No. Dan said Pop-Tart.
Should have known that. I saw your pictures. It looked fantastic.
It was so cute.
And my 2-year-old son learned a new word this weekend.
Popcorn. So why didn't you say that, Dad?
Because it didn't come into my head.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say?
Pop-Tart.
Oh, I get it. Breakfast.
Well, I said we might get one, and I was wrong.
Oh, man, there's still time.
Terrible. Usually we get one.
That was not good.
All right, so round two of Monday Morning Match. All right, round two here of Monday Morning Match Game. 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Gianna, Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. We're going head to head here. Hope you had a great weekend. This is our way of getting your brain working in a, you know, working in a, working on a Monday morning. Clearly and, mine is not.
And they are not. We are over after round one.
I'll tell you, summer weekends tend to be a little harder to recover from than
I get it.
Normal weekends.
I am exhausted.
Yeah. Well, but, she had her engagement party over the weekend.
I did.
Super exciting.
And you know, keep in mind there's only 4 more weekends left of the summer season here. So counting down.
Don't say it. I saw a meme that said August is the Sunday of the summer.
Isn't that true? Yeah, that's true.
All right, so Dan and I are trying to match each other's answers here. It's a Monday Morning Match Game. You can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat if you want. You just play along at home, see if you match our answers. All right, Dan, kicking you out.
All right.
I'm going to answer this round of questions.
We can do this.
Yep. Last round was miserable. We got 0.
We'll see how this goes.
Usually we at least get 1. All right, he's gone.
All right. Are you ready, Chris?
Yep.
Here we go. First one. Zendaya is so cool. She could wear a paper bag and still get on the cover of blank.
Uh-huh. Still get on the cover of... Okay, so like Vogue.
You want to do Vogue?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Second question. Drunk Danny won't let a serious infection stop the party.
Oh, God.
He asked the nurse to give him 2 IVs, one with antibiotics and the other filled with blank.
Okay, so the other one's obviously something to do with the party. So vodka?
Okay, we're going to type in. We're going to write down vodka.
Right, that makes sense.
I love
right?
it. It's a great answer. All right, here we go. Third question. It's our bonus round, so you get 1 word in a blank. Mm-hmm. Golden blank.
Well, if Dan is still going on his breakfast trend, that could mean Golden Grahams. But I was watching an episode, a repeat episode last night of Golden Girls.
Okay, I love it.
So I don't know if Dan's going to say that, though. I don't think he's going to say Golden Grahams either. I'm going Golden Girls.
All right, I love it. Golden Girls. All right, we're calling Dan back in the room.
Watch him say... Okay.
What you, the first one that you said?
I'm going to stop because he just came in.
Hi.
Hello.
Ooh.
I'm glad you stopped yourself.
I was trying to really channel you, not the answers that I would necessarily say, but that you would say.
Because that always works 100% all the time.
We're so good at this.
Okay.
All right, Dan, here we go.
Come on.
Zendaya is so cool. She could wear a paper bag and still get on the cover of blank.
Okay, so I'm thinking hip, trendy magazine with hot people. How about Vogue?
Yes! Woo! All right!
I think the right one, okay.
We are redeeming ourselves.
So we got 1 so far.
Yeah, my screech is even before the bell there. Yeah.
That's fine.
Ding, 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 ding.
Here we go, second one. Drunk Danny won't let a serious infection stop the party, Dan. He asked the nurse to give him 2 IVs, one with antibiotics and the other filled with blank.
Does anyone call you Danny?
Don't you hate that
name? You're not a Danny. I don't think you're a Danny.
My family. And
really?
When I was young, like elementary school age, everybody called me Danny.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
If you start calling me Danny, we're going to have some problems.
I will not.
Well, Drunk Danny, no relation. This must be a kind of alcohol, right? So, like, I don't know. It could be rum. It could be gin. It could be an IV of margarita, which sounds oddly delicious.
Yes.
I am going to keep it simple. I feel like we've had questions like this in the past, and I'm going to go simple and say vodka.
Oh!
Woo!
Yes.
We got 1.
2 for 2.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Here we go.
You were going to end up saying margarita.
No, that was a good switch up at the end.
Which isn't a bad answer.
Margarita IV. That's a product right there.
That is.
A product.
I'm going Shark Tank with
that's
that.
Funny.
Here we go. Third and final question. It's our gold, our bonus round. We're going to give you 1 word in a blank. The word is golden.
golden.
Come on, Dan.
If you get this right, will we have ever gotten 3 for 3 in a round?
Not in a round.
I'm not sure.
Come on. Think.
I've got 2. One that came to mind is not my answer. Golden Retriever. Cute dog.
Great
answer.
Go
there. Not going to go there. Instead, I'm going to go with the first thing that came to my mind. How about Golden Age?
Oh. Chris said Golden Girls.
Darn it.
That's okay, a good though. Answer.
But we haven't been That's 2 good. Out of 3 in a while. So
2
that
out of 3.
Good.
2
that
out of 6.
Pretty
at least
good.
It's not a 0, but we should let you go first more often. We score better that
Maybe
way.
Maybe we'll do that next week. Maybe we'll flip-flop.
There we go.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:32. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Gianna had her engagement party over the weekend.
I did.
I can't wait to hear every detail.
Yeah, it was fun.
I need more than that.
It was fun.
Was there a theme?
Yeah, my friends got together and they did a bunch of like centerpieces and decorations and all this stuff. And my fiance's sister made like a balloon arch and it was wild.
Balloon archers are having a minute.
Yeah.
I love them.
No, she puts together these balloon arches that are insane.
Wait, she does it herself?
Herself. It's wild.
They make such pretty backgrounds.
So
you know,
good.
For pictures and stuff. I didn't tell you this, but I ran into your mom while she was party planning.
It's amazing.
And she was printing out this huge picture from your engagement.
Oh, she was literally yesterday running around the house when I got home. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I gotta find a place to hang up this picture. And
it
now
big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's giant.
Does it go next to the giant picture of Gianna's grade school confirmation or whatever
like
it is?
Communion picture.
Which is
which
the biggest,
over the
photo,
fireplace.
The biggest yes. photo I've ever seen on a
fireplace.
Family wall. The biggest.
Hopefully there's room for it.
It's literally me praying above the fireplace. So maybe it could go next to that.
And did you wear white?
I did wear white.
So cute.
Yes, it was so cute.
So
but it was so fun. It was. And then we went to the bar afterwards
mm-hmm.
and hung out there for a while. It was just so fun. I had a lot of fun.
So all these now events are so much fun.
Yeah. And like the
are
only
you gonna
thing
post is, a picture? I wanna see pictures.
Yeah, I gotta find some pictures, but I'll put them on the story.
Okay.
Of like some of the cute little decorations and me and stuff like that.
How many people were like, when are you getting married?
Yeah. No, they're like, do you have a date? No, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
It's been a week.
You gotta like tell people to chill.
I know, it's like let's calm down.
Yeah.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
And let's see if Kira can do it. Good morning. Where are you today? Where are you this morning, Kira?
Good morning. I'm in Morrisville, PA.
All right. We're going to kick Chris Rollins out.
All right. Good luck.
Say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye.
As Chris makes
good
her
luck.
Way out of the room. Kira, we're going to ask you 3 questions. Chris comes back. Same 3. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Your quiz starts now. Cole and Dylan Sprouse are celebrating a birthday today. They starred on 2 Disney Channel shows in the early 2000s. Name one of those shows.
The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Do you want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
Question number 2. Nicki Minaj released her song Anaconda 11 years ago today. Of course, it samples the famous rap song by Sir Mix-a-Lot. What was that original song called? Sir Mix-a-Lot. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns. On. Maybe we're helping you a little. I don't know.
I know the song. I can't remember. And I kind of don't.
You want to rock it in?
Right, yeah.
Let's do it.
And 3rd and final question. Some reports say Taylor Swift may be eligible for the Country Music Hall of Fame soon. True or false? Fearless was Taylor's first album ever released.
I'm going to say false. Lock it in.
All right. We are going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Beat Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportin.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Sure am.
Here we go. Question number 1. Cole and Dylan Sprouse are celebrating a birthday today. They starred together on 2 Disney Channel shows in the early 2000s. Go ahead and name one of those shows.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
So you both said Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You guys are both correct.
Mm.
Could have also said The Suite Life on Deck. Mm-hmm. It was a spinoff show.
Okay.
On to question two, Chris. Nicki Minaj released her song Anaconda 11 years ago today. You know that sample is a famous rap song by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Name that song Sir Mix-a-Lot's.
Baby Got Back.
Chris said Baby Got Back. Kira said Anaconda Don't. Baby Got Back is correct.
But
Clark,
not bad at all. All right, third and final question for you, Chris. Taylor Swift may be eligible for the Country Music Hall of Fame soon, some reports say. So true or false? Fearless was Taylor's first album ever released.
No. False.
You both said false. You're both correct, which means Chris has officially won today. Oh, so sorry, Kira.
My name is Kira from Morrisville, and I cannot beat Chris.
You did so good, though. Just for playing with us today, you got a pair of tickets to see Katy Perry at the Wells Fargo Center.
Good job.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, have fun.
Katy Perry's bringing the Lifetimes Tour to Philly's Wells Fargo Center this Saturday night. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, Kira.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I feel bad. The Kelsey family's in mourning. The girlfriend of Jason and Travis's dad, Ed, passed away. Her name was Maureen at the age of 74. You know, it's interesting. Like, we know the Kelseys are divorced. But did you guys know that he had a girlfriend? And does Mama Kelsey have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
We didn't know this.
I didn't know any of that.
She's kind of in the background. His dad's girlfriend was kind of in the background, so... Sorry for that. So Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz already renewed their wedding vows.
It's been like a few months. Oh, it's 3 years.
They got married in 2022. You know, a part of me thinks that she's doing this just to stick it to Victoria.
Which is rude.
Because, you know, she's kind of in the middle of all this drama. She is, Joe. She's in the middle of all this drama. And I don't know. It makes me think that she's doing this on purpose.
But, like, that's a milestone anniversary thing. I feel like 10, 20.
Well, right, but not three.
No.
So Brooklyn posted, "I always choose you, baby." A lot of people are saying that was very poignant and that was on purpose, the wording of his caption. Like, I'm not choosing my family, I'm choosing you type of thing.
Interesting.
I don't know. So how can you make your phone less addictive? Oh my God, apparently on average, we're on our phones 3 hours and 21 minutes a day.
I would say a lot of people are more.
Sound like a lot to me.
I know.
On Sundays, mine sends me that report. And
me too.
It's like, you've been out, and I was, oh God, I'm way up this week.
Mine's like usually like 6 hours.
Yeah.
It is.
I know.
So anyway, they say that experts say if you switch your phone to like a black and white display, it makes it less appealing. So you won't be on it as much.
Interesting.
You'll get less addicted to it. Interesting. Try it. And okay, so how much paid vacation should full-time workers get each year? They just did a survey. The most popular answer, 4 weeks minimum. Look at Gianna's face. She's like, wow. Whew, 4 weeks minimum. Everybody needs to
reset,
recharge, right?
I agree.
That's what they said. All right, there's the scoop. All right, so you got to tell me, if you saw your partner putting sunscreen on somebody else, is that cheating? It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. So, Gianna, tell us about this group text you got last night.
So, I'll make this a very, very long story short. My friend was at the beach with her boyfriend, and she, like, went to the water or something to go put her feet in the ocean, and she turned around, and her boyfriend was spraying sunscreen on some girl who was just sitting by herself, like, next to them. And then I got some more context. Apparently her and her boyfriend were chit-chatting with this girl because she was alone. They just, you know, you're sitting next to each other. You chit-chat, whatever.
I talk to everybody.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. So they were chit-chatting a little bit here and there. She goes to the water, and then I guess the girl just said, hey, can you spray this on my back or something? And he was like, okay.
She picked an interesting time to ask him to put suntan lotion on her. Good thing he chose spray while his girlfriend went to the water.
It's a little weird.
Interesting timing on that, I have to say.
It's a little weird.
Do you think she even knew? Like, the girl asking for the sunscreen to be applied. Do you think she even knew that was paying attention to the timing?
I don't know about that. I'm surprised, Joe, you are not thinking the way I'm thinking on this.
No.
You think this is completely innocent.
Listen, protect yourself. The girl didn't want skin cancer. Proven of that decision.
But she chose the moment that his girlfriend went down to the water to ask him to put sunscreen on her. Thank God he chose correctly and picked up the spray and not, she didn't turn around and see her boyfriend, like, his hands all
lathering
over
her up. Yeah. But to be fair, I mean, I don't know how long my friend was down. Like, she could have been down there for 25, 30 minutes for all I know, or it could have been 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
I guess that we need some more context.
But it
on
is kind of weird. Like,
I think the timing's a little weird. I have to say, you know, here's the thing. I grew up in a small town. I'm a little naive.
A little.
And it's burned me. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So now I used to believe and trust everyone.
Yeah.
You and can't. Now I see that people are sneaky.
You can't
so
trust everyone.
So now I don't trust everyone. Not that I don't trust anyone. I trust a lot of people.
I hear you.
But sometimes people can be sneaky.
No, you're not wrong.
You know what I mean?
But, like, is this wrong of...
Would you have been mad if you saw this, Gianna?
Probably. Yeah. I think I would.
Joe, would you have been mad?
You not don't care.
Not at all.
His boyfriend can do whatever he wants.
Touch whoever you want. Touch wherever you want. Oh, I mean, truly, though, God. It is, like, it's something you can't do alone. You need a little help.
That's not true. Actually, that's not true.
To get all the spots correctly, you need a little help.
Well, then don't go to the beach by yourself, then.
Okay.
Ask a woman.
True.
Or maybe, maybe she was a lesbian and the guy was the safe person.
Maybe.
We don't know.
I mean, it was a stranger, right?
You're not wrong.
No, I really do want to know, though. I mean, in all seriousness, if you saw your partner putting sunscreen on someone of the opposite sex when you weren't around, would you be upset? Is it cheating? Because actually, your friend...
No, she was like, I am on the brinks of breaking up with him. Like, this is a full-blown battle right now. Yeah.
All right, 609. Chris and the crew, good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, and Gianna. So if you saw your partner putting sunscreen on somebody else of the opposite sex, would you consider it cheating?
So basically, I'll make a long story short. I got a group text from one of my friends last night. They went to the beach, her and her boyfriend. They were like chit-chatting with this girl next to them because it was just them. And then this girl was by herself. So, you know, you end up sometimes talking to people around you.
Talk to people, yeah.
So she got up to go to the water. My friend got up to go to the water, put her feet in, whatever. And she turned around and her boyfriend was spraying sunscreen on somebody else's back, on the other girl's back. So she was like, he's cheating on me. He did it right in front of me, blah, blah, blah. He was like, she just asked me to spray sunscreen on her because she was alone.
I do say that sometimes guys are oblivious.
But also,
but the timing is very interesting, I think.
It is. But also, is it cheating or is it just like... Or is it just, hey, can you just not do that?
They weren't stupid on the beach.
I don't think it's cheating, Joe. But do I think maybe it could be something inappropriate? Yes, I do.
Unfair asks in relationships.
Let's go to Mackenzie in Ewing. Mackenzie, what do you think?
I think it's totally crossing a boundary, but I wouldn't consider it full out cheating.
I totally get that, though.
I
feel like you're right.
I think it's more the girl, the stranger. I think it was, the timing was very interesting that she chose to ask him.
Yeah.
Just when she goes down to the water. Seriously.
True.
All right, let's go to Dawn in Hamilton. Dawn, what do you think?
Good morning. So there's a lot of ways this could go. You know, the part that you said, Chris, that she could be a lesbian, you know, and that's a guy, like that's one interesting fact of it. The other thing is they sat there and had a conversation and, like, I get it. The timing looks really bad, but I don't think, number one, she should break up with him. I think she should have a conversation and say, hey, I felt very disrespected about that. Please consider my feelings going forward and leave it at that. Because I think if you blow this relationship on something that I think was not, like, is being blown out of proportion, I think she may lose a good guy.
That is true.
And I do think, I'm going to say it again, I do sometimes think, guys are oblivious.
Yeah.
They don't think that, oh, she asked me, so I did it. Who cares? They're not seeing any intention.
Right.
So absolutely. They think it's, you know, especially spray suntan lotion.
Yeah, like,
that is a detail here that we can't forget about. He didn't have his hands on her.
No, he didn't.
Thank God.
He didn't. So that's why I guess he was probably like, oh, I'm just spraying it on her back. She's alone.
I'm still not convinced that this girl didn't have some kind of motive.
I hear you.
But What would the
motive
have been?
And I know us girls should be building each other up, not tearing each other down.
What would the motive have been?
To maybe try to get with him.
Scoop him on the beach?
Maybe. Or no.
With his girlfriend right there?
No. Maybe know people's intentions.
Exactly.
You don't.
I'm not saying they're laying down and having sex on the beach, but what if she just, that was her introduction to him?
Right.
And that, hey, what's your Instagram? What's your number?
It's
text
cute,
them later on.
It's a cute how they met story then.
Oh, God. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:30. It's 94.5 PST. Chris, Joe, and Gianna, our bride-to-be Gianna, had her engagement party over the weekend.
I did.
How exciting.
Yeah. It was
so
fun.
Tell me all about it.
So my friends and our family just kind of threw us a little engagement party. It was really fun, though. It was like small, intimate. But, yeah, we just had some food and they decorated the place. And
was there a theme?
Yeah, it was like records and music and stuff like that. So it was really cute. My friends made like, centerpieces and, my fiance's sister made like a balloon arch and all the stuff. And
so pretty.
Yeah, it was really fun. Everything was fun.
Did you wear white?
I did wear white.
That's kind of a newish thing. I mean, I know I've been married a long time. But that wasn't a thing when I did all my events. Like, we had an engagement party. We had a, you know, bridal shower and everything. I remember wearing green to my bridal shower. It was just, I dressed
kind of
whatever.
Well, you also weren't a, you're only supposed to wear white, you know, as a pure woman.
Oh, come on.
And you were not.
But that wasn't a thing back then. I think it's really cute, though, that now, you know, brides wear white to all the events.
Yeah, like the engagement party, the bridal shower, all that stuff. So
did you post a picture?
I did.
It's
up
right now on the 94.5 PST Instagram story.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
The Kelce family is in mourning. The girlfriend of Jason and Travis's dad, Ed, passed away at the age of 74, and he was mourning. I didn't even know Ed had a girlfriend.
Me either.
I mean, when you see their pictures in the suites and stuff, I guess there are a lot of random people there, and I just never noticed because I didn't know who she was. I mean, their parents obviously divorced when they were younger. Does Mama Kelce have a boyfriend? Now it's making me wonder.
I think we don't. Mama Kelce is more of an attention seeker. I think we would know if she had a boyfriend.
Yeah. So anybody following Pamela Anderson's new romance?
Obsessed with this story.
She's getting all cozy with Liam Neeson.
I think they're cute.
He's 73. She's 58.
Oh,
so there's
really
a big age difference. Yeah. They're in Naked Gun together. So they've been doing a lot of press for the movie and stuff.
I knew he was
tell
a little.
He's totally smitten by her.
I knew he was a little older. I didn't realize how much older he was.
Oh, yeah. He's quite a bit older. But they're cute.
They are cute.
She seems to have definitely calmed down. She's been married 5 times.
Right.
You know, her 2 sons are with Tommy Lee.
Right.
You know. So Casper is returning to theaters in honor of its 30th anniversary. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, a new movie poster just dropped on Friday saying the Friendly Ghost is returning to theaters. You won't even have to wait that long. It's coming out on October 3rd, and it's going to run through Halloween, October 31st.
So cute.
What's the storyline, though? I mean,
remember the family moves into the mansion, and Casper lives in the mansion with the other ghosts.
I didn't even remember the... remember the storyline. I just knew Casper the Friendly Ghost. Okay, so I never mention these days because I think it's totally stupid because every day is a new National Whatever Day, right? But today, there's 2 good ones. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yum.
Oh, there is nothing better than a warm chocolate chip cookie.
It's true.
And it's also National White Wine Day today.
It's a good pairing right there, actually.
Yeah, wine and cookies? Ooh, I don't know about that. But they did a survey about... What is American's favorite wine? You guys have a guess?
Basic Americans?
Yeah, it'll be a white, I'm sure.
Like Zinfandel or something. Like Zinfandel.
That's number 2, actually, okay. Joe.
Pinot Grigio?
No, I'm surprised. That's number, 6. So number 3, I'll go 3-1. 3 is a Chardonnay.
Oh.
2, like Joe guesses, a Zinfandel.
That's a good guess.
And number 1, Merlot.
Oh. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's the scoop. Music station. All right, get ready. You may even want to grab a piece of paper and a pen for this one because we're going to keep score. We're going to play the How Many Do You Know game.
I got a paper and pen.
Okay.
Me too. I'm ready.
So this is, I'm going to give you a profession.
Okay.
And you have to tell me if you know someone in that profession. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking like personal friends.
Not just know of.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
could know of somebody.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This has to be like a personal friend. And whoever has the most points at the end is going to win.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know a chef?
a professional chef?
I do.
He is a chef at Lehigh University, actually. Family friend.
Why can't I think?
I don't think so. No, I do. I know one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who was it?
One of our old coworkers, Tom, is a chef at a barbecue restaurant. Oh. Actually, I know two.
Okay.
I don't think so. I can't think.
Here's the next one. Do you know a professional psychic?
No.
Personally.
No.
Now, see, we worked with one at PSP throughout the years.
That's
right.
Really?
I can't claim that.
You haven't talked to her in years.
Yeah, Dr. Lauren. There was a few of them we did. All right. How about a comedian?
Yeah, I'm going to count a few of them because...
Besides who I work with,
yeah, like
I
we
don't
work
know if
with
I do.
A few.
I mean, does it count? I mean...
I'm counting at least one because one of my friends who's a drag queen... Just tells people they're a comedian because that's really what they are.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
they see themselves.
Okay, that counts.
So we're doing the how many do you know game.
That's not three.
God, you're three for three so far?
No, I didn't know a psychic.
Oh, that's right. What about a college professor?
Yes.
Personally.
Yeah.
That
okay.
wasn't like one you
that
met
wasn't
because
one
they
of
were
your
professors.
No. I know a college professor.
Yes, so
I think I know two, actually.
So do I.
I know one.
All right. So let's see. I've got two
I've
so
got
far. An ophthalmologist.
That's an eye doctor, right?
Can I count
not
Barry?
Personal.
Barry Wasserman?
Yeah,
Barry!
Come on,
you
we've
can.
Been friends for
you
years.
You can count Barry Wasserman.
Yeah. Hi, Barry.
No, an eye doctor. No, an eye doctor is not one of the doctors I know.
All right, surgeon. Do you know a surgeon? I don't know a surgeon,
no.
I don't think. Well, nope. Barry, is Barry a surgeon?
You can't have, no, he's an ophthalmologist.
Is he dual?
He's an ophthalmologist.
Okay. the how many do you know game, you're putting a point for everybody you know. So I've got, how many do you have so far? I have three.
I have four.
Gianna?
I have one. Actually, you know what? I have to go back. I do know a chef, and I do
okay.
know a chef. So
how
I
about
two.
A gynecologist? Oh. And not your gynecologist.
No, I do not know a gynecologist.
Professional athlete?
I do know somebody who's becoming a gynecologist.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I'll give you half
finishing,
a point.
He's finishing his thing, you know, services and all that.
Oh, geez.
Schooling.
How about a professional athlete?
No.
Come on, don't we?
No, who would we know? We don't know Michael Phelps or anything.
Well, no, I mean...
Personally.
We know any professional athletes?
Do we?
No, I feel like I do. Like,
who?
People that I grew up with are now
with?
On teams.
If you can't name them, then it don't count.
And let's see, a computer hacker is the last one.
I know...
An ethical computer hacker. Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, no, yes, like...
Do you know one?
I don't know if he specifically does that, but I know that that's part of his, like,
right.
capability.
I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.